Welcome back to another episode of Robin Ted's Excellent Adventure. This podcast is extremely on the whim. The audio quality might suck, but I am your host, Teddy Bufa, and I'm joined by my co-host,
Robert.
And we're actually driving to Greentop right now because Robert is getting ready, is preparing for his excursion out west. And so he needs to run over to Greentop one last time, you know. And I also need to try to see if I can get rid of a bow. But we were just talking, and Robert, give me some good news about starting hunting season earlier. Again, remember when you were telling me about that certain spot that we can start hunting in September?
Oh, yeah. So we live really close to the Palatine-Chesterfield line, and we have our neighbor actually owns a 10-acre plot on Chesterfield that we could start bow hunting. Well, not we, but Ted could start bow hunting in 11 days.
Yeah.
As early as 11 days.
So, basically, I'm going to have to reach out to him and ask him if he can show me around, and I'll probably be using a climber then. But we were talking, it's going to be such a vibe because I'm just going to go out with, like, a climber on my back with a camo tank top on and just kind of trek out there because it's right off a highway. And so I'll have to take a car, but you can't take a car but so far in. So basically I'll be hiking through the woods and then finding a spot, jumping up in a tree, and getting an early start, which is going to be really interesting. And then, Robert, you were talking about also, Washington, what you're going to be doing up there. He's going on an elk hunt.
9 days.
9 days.
At the most.
What's all of the information that you can give on that right now, you know?
So where I'll be staying is north of Seattle, in a town called Snohomish. But we're going to elk hunt in, near Mount Rainier, which is south of where we'll be. It's probably like 4 or 5 hours south. And so we'll be going down there. There's no service whatsoever. My uncle said, you know, we'll start, like, when we start heading back, we'll probably get service back within an hour. So what I plan on doing is just leaving my phone in the car and just
unplugging.
Yeah, for 9 days, no screen, doing my passion.
Yeah.
Which, well, you know, I say passion, but, you know, I've never hunted like this before. It'll be a very new experience. I'm expecting it to be very hard. But I'm excited for the challenge.
And you may be wondering, all of you faithful listeners, what are we going to do without a podcast for a week?
Oh, that? We'll try to make some podcasts. Why?
Well, we'll try to film some. I was thinking maybe, get Nick on, you know, while you're gone.
Oh, yeah.
He can replace you as co-host. Nick or Matt.
Oh, replace? Like, get him on regularly?
For 1 week. No, sure. For 1 week while you're... Sure. There, you're... Don't worry, Robert. Yeah. You're replaceable, you know?
Sure.
As Beyonce would say. I think that's who said that. But, yeah, 9 days unplugged elk hunting. With bows, too, right?
Yeah,
Not doing any...
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
Don't make us fly off the road.
I am not, like, I don't think we have a super high chance of anyone. Like, knowing my uncle, who has just started hunting, like, a year or two ago, like, I don't have super high hope. But I don't know his two friends of his are coming in. I don't know what their experience is. So, you know, if they say, you know, oh, yeah, we do this, you know, every year, we nail them, then I'm like, okay. But, I will be...
But it might end up as Rob being like, no, guys, that's not what you do.
Yeah, I will be... If you've ever done studying in medieval times, knights had squires, which basically just carry armor and and just carry stuff around for the night. So that's what I'm going to be doing. I won't be able to go actually kill any elk, but I'll help be able to spot them. I'm going to try to film some of the hunt, or some parts of the hunt. I'll be able to help dress elk if we kill any, pack stuff in, pack stuff out, all kinds of stuff. So it'll be...
it's going to sound like a wild time.
I do know, though, we will hear them, which I'm very excited. I can't wait for us to get in the woods, and I just hear elk bugles all around me.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time.
Well, kind of going back to the whole Nephilim talk, you know, what do you think the odds are that y'all are going to see a staircase in the middle of the woods?
I don't know, man.
What would you do? So, a little bit of context. There's, in the Pacific Northwest, right, there's a lot of sketchy stuff that happens in terms of the supernatural, right?
Yeah.
And there was this one guy who posted a lot on Reddit about his experiences because he was a search and rescue dude. For what is that guy doing biking on this road? That is so dangerous. But there's this one guy who is a search and rescue, like, person, and he has documented, like, a lot of stuff because he's seen and, like, experienced a lot of crazy stuff. And so he documented it on Reddit. And one of the things that, like, he said was really weird is when he was, like, searching for people, they would see random staircases in the woods that, like, weren't, like, from old houses or castles. Like, some of them, he said, were literally pristine oak with clean carpet on them, right? That were just in the woods. And apparently, like, every time they were on a search and rescue excursion, right, if anyone on the team climbed the staircase, they would never find the person. Or if they did find them, they'd be dead. Like, that's literally how it went. And, like, apparently, this is all, like, stuff that we've just taken as truth from this guy, but apparently, like, people have climbed the staircases before and nothing happens, and then some people will climb them and then their whole hand gets just sliced clean off from who knows where, right? So some really wacky stuff happened in the Pacific Northwest. So Robert, what are you gonna do if you see a staircase?
Pray. I mean, like, what else can you do?
Tell your uncle to climb it to get a better view. See what happens.
Yeah, I mean, I don't expect to see any of that stuff. I'm more worried about, like, so there's the supernatural threat of whatever is
demons
out there. But then there's also the actual threat of, like, that can be cougars, wolves, bears.
Salmon, vanilla.
You're like, I mean, those stuff. I mean, yeah. I will be in a place where there are animals that actually hunt people.
Yeah.
And that's just going to be a new experience for me. I'm going to bring a big bottle of melatonin. My uncle is a physician's assistant, so I'm going to ask, hey, what's the most I can take without there being a problem here each night?
Robert's going to OD on melatonin.
No, I'm not going to OD, but I'm going to be taking some melatonin, that's for sure.
And meanwhile here, I'm going to be just going out every day. Probably, I'm going to try to go out every morning and evening, and I'm going to be on that grind for a big buck. We found, so, like, this whole summer, granted, we haven't been doing a lot of, like, searching, but we haven't seen many big bucks. And then one of our neighbors showed me pictures, because there's actually bears in our area right now, so I'm super excited to possibly shoot a bear this year.
You're going
to
buy a bear tag?
If I see it, I'm going to buy it.
Okay.
Like, if I see one, I don't care how much money I have in my account. Even if I'm going to, like, go into overdraft, I'm going to buy a bear tag. But, yeah, so there's, like, bears in our area, so I'm super excited to hopefully one, like, comes in front of me and I will shoot that thing. They're not super big. They're, like, they're juveniles, but they're big enough that, like, they could be a problem. They're big enough to, like, eat a child. So, like, I'm sure a lot of avid bear hunters would, like... Avid bear hunters would, like, actually be like, no, you cannot shoot that. But for me, like, Mom said she would shoot it. Faye said she wants them gone. And so, if I see the bear, I'm gonna kill the bear, and I'm gonna... I don't know what I'm gonna do. And also, we had neighbors at one point that I worked for, and they had a stuffed bear that he shot and, Blacksburg, I think, and it was actually about as big as these ones are.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, actually, I'm totally going to shoot it. But possible bears, but she also showed me this picture with, like, 8 bucks in her, or 8 deer in her yard. And she said it's, like, that's the small group of deer that comes through. There's another big group of 12. But the small group is 8. 6 of them were, like, bucks. And, like, 4 of them had massive, beautiful shooter racks. So I'm trying to get, like, over there. And I might be, like, hunting on the corner of a property that we do have permission to and not. And actually, I figured out that big field, like, that 500 acres, that is a hunt club.
Oh, okay.
So I'd have to get invited. But I'm... But Ben, like, said that, like, the people who own it wouldn't have a problem if I, like, went back there and, like, ripped around, basically. Because no one ever, like, is back there. Which I'm not going to do, but, like, that makes me feel happy because that means I would feel fine setting up a stand right on the edge.
Yeah.
And then shooting a deer in it, running, and I go track it and pull it out. Sure. Right. That like, kind of eases that. I hate that, like, all behind us is hunt club, though, and we haven't been invited.
I don't want, because, you know, if you get invited, you gotta pay.
Yeah, I know.
So, I even if I was invited, I wouldn't accept the invitation.
Me neither, but, I mean, it'd be nice.
Yeah, the honor of being invited would be.
Exactly.
But, so, you know, September's rolling around soon. You know, you may not be ready for deer season, that's fine, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, I'll only be getting after you once it's October.
Well, I'm going to try, because now that I know that, like, I'm actually going to shoot for doing some September hunting. But, you know, I just got back, so I got into the car wreck, right?
Yeah.
And I just got back into shooting my bow this week, and I've shot twice this week, which is actually not terrible.
Yeah.
But, like, I need to, my bow still isn't sighted in perfectly. I got a group that, like, maybe... would kill a deer at 30.
Well, you were all on the plate, and the plate, if you're on the plate, you're good.
Yeah, but I still wasn't, like, I was shooting, so last year before my bow broke, I was shooting really well at 40 yards, like, yeah. Extremely tight groups within, like, 2 inches of each other, all arrows within two inches of each other. And then it broke, and then I got injured, and so now I'm kind of, like, relearning how to, like, anchor myself and breathe properly.
Plus new bow.
And it's a new bow, too. And so it's just it's a lot to take in, and it's a lot to, like, prepare for right before season starts. So I'm kind of scrambling around just trying to get good enough. Like, I'm pretty confident in my 20-yard right now because I was doing a lot of sighting in. But I think basically what I'm going to start doing is, like, shooting 30. Like, basically, yeah, shooting 30 and then getting that really, like, dialed. And then any, like, if it's right left, then shooting 30 will help my 20. And if it's up down, then I'll just adjust the singular pin.
Yeah.
But it's a lot to do. And I don't think which I'm really bummed out about is I don't think I'm going to be able to shoot 40 this year.
But that's fine, though. The amount of 40-yard shots that are possible where we hunt, not many.
Well, that one that I missed was 40 yards.
Sure. But what I was going with that is even if you don't, like, start hunting deer immediately in September, you got goose season.
Yeah.
Goose, that's about to start.
Oh, you already know that I'm going to be hunting goose.
Yeah.
I love hunting goose.
So, that's exciting.
I'm going to try to get... I'm going to try to get funding from parents somehow, some way to get another meat grinder that, like, won't rust.
I mean...
Because we have so much breast in there.
You just got to dry it. So you could buy another one of those $30 ones and then just make sure you dry it afterwards.
Or maybe, like, I don't know, you think Ben has one?
Ben said... So he said he gave one to a friend, but he would get it back for us.
Oh.
So,
maybe yes, maybe not.
We have friends at church who have them, and we can just borrow.
Yeah.
Just,
well, I kind of want to, because we have a lot of goose in the freezer right now, and I don't know what to do with it.
We just needed to grind it up and just, like...
Because it wasn't even good at taco mix.
No, it was. So we used it like a week after I grinded it, and I remember that being very, very good. But then the second time we used it with the Taco Mix, the first time we used it in spaghetti, and it was very good. And we used it in Taco Mix after like a year where it had been freezer burned, which a lot of that breast might be freezer burned, and we should just
throw out. Yeah, I need to throw some out.
But, and that was freezer burned.
Or use it for catfish bait.
Catfish bait, coyote bait, whatever. Throw a bunch in a, throw some in a pile in the woods, just wait for a coyote to come along, raccoon to come along, just
chow, chow.
But, but the goose was fine. We just gotta eat it.
Gotcha.
So we could grind some up. If it tastes bad, just throw it out. If it doesn't, you know, I'd be down for, meal prep. Or not meal prep, but like we're working out, so I mean, just having it for lunches and stuff.
Yeah. Just having like ground goose meat.
Protein and stuff, yeah.
Gotcha. Well, we'll try to figure out something like that, but I also...
Did I take the wrong turn? I think I did.
Yeah, you did.
Dang.
That is tough. But yeah, hunting season's gonna be fun. Hopefully.
And we'll...
Is this the Chick-fil-A that Lucas works at? No, it's not.
No.
So what exactly are you going to Green Top for?
270 ammo.
Okay.
Which I may or may not use.
Uh-huh.
I don't need fly leader anymore.
Are you not going to be fly fishing, or did you get some?
No, Dad said he has a leader that I can use.
Gotcha.
So... It's really just ammo, I think. I'm going to walk around just to make sure, because, like, I don't really, like, Green Top is 35 minutes away from my house, so, like, I don't want to, I'd really rather not make trips and just walking around, looking at stuff, and be like, do I need this? No.
Yeah. I just turned 17, and for our 18th birthdays, our dad always gets us, like, something kind of big, and so far we've all done guns. So Ryan got a Desert Eagle for his. Our oldest brother, Robert, got a Savage 308.
AR-10. 308.
So a Savage AR-10 308, which is super sweet. And then I am doing an 80% 80% polymer Glock 19, which is going to be clapped out. So I'm excited for that. I'm going to be trying to start buying up 9mm ammo, so that once I have it, I would love to have 1,000 rounds, so I can, like, do fun stuff with it. Maybe hunt with that in firearm season, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Get those... Wow, that is kind of crazy.
What?
I don't think that's your turn, though. But there's a lot of... Oh, my gosh, it is. Why is there so many people in the turn lane? Jeez. That is kind of whack. But yeah, maybe one tap some deer, you know, next year when I turn 18. Also, Virginia, which is where we are located currently, I've heard some word on the street that they might be setting down the age limit for owning a handgun from 21 to 18.
That's a federal thing.
Well, it's going to happen here then, but if that does happen, then I will be getting my concealed carry license when I'm 18.
Where have you heard these rumors?
So, Dad has told me, and I'm pretty sure Mr. Fender, someone from church told me too.
Oh, wow. That is really interesting.
I would love for it to happen.
So, don't forget, though, ownership doesn't, like, if you can own one, that's great, but that may not mean concealed carry license.
Dad said if it passes, then there's no reason that you wouldn't be able to conceal carry it, too.
Okay.
So.
That'd be interesting.
And if I can own it, that means I can open carry it. So.
Yeah. Again, I'm not a huge fan still of open carry.
Well, if that's all I can do... Right, then sure, I couldn't, like, bring it to a mall or whatever. Technically, you're not supposed to conceal carry in a mall either, but, you know, that's kind of saved some people's life a couple times. But, like, if that was the case, then like I would still open carry to.
What is your
job? Oh my goodness! Look, it's a McLaren. Wait, no, is that a freaking Corvette? Oh, I hate how much they look like McLarens now.
But what is your general position on open carrying?
General position is if I had the choice to open carry or conceal carry, I'd conceal carry every single time. But if the law passes and then they're like, yeah, but you still can't conceal carry till you're 21, but you can open carry, then I'll open carry.
What's your, but like, what if your, like, do you think people should open, like, I don't know. Because mine is, I think it should always be allowed. It should never not be allowed to open carry. That being said, I do think it's foolish to.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Because then you kind of make yourself a target, honestly. A little bit. Because, like, if someone's trying to shoot up a Walmart, right? Because that totally happens all the time. They walk in, and they're concealed carrying, right? When they see you open carrying, you're going to be their first target. You're going to be their first target because they're like, let me get the guy out that has the gun, you know?
For me, it's not bad, but there's a lot of videos of just people stealing your guns when you're
actually
open carrying. Yeah. So, I just don't like it for that reason.
No, I would not want, yeah, my gun stolen that.
So, that's, like I said, I don't think, I think it should be allowed and always be allowed, but I do not plan on ever open carrying.
I'll open carry if I need to, but it wouldn't be my first choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, there's, how many people actually steal guns when you're open carrying?
Probably not. You're probably just as likely for it to get stolen as you said. Like, it's...
Yeah.
But it's just... If it's concealed well, you don't have to worry about that at all.
Yeah.
Just because...
You're gonna try to, like, buy a gun on your 20... A pistol on your 21st birthday, right?
Two.
Which ones?
1911.
Uh-huh.
And Beretta 92.
See, I've seen a lot of people, like, lately, I don't know why, I've seen, like, two different videos, where it's like, here's why 1911s are so much better than Glock 19s. And, like, it's like, is there actually, like, communities that are like, oh, Glock 19s suck, buy a 1911?
Well, 1911s are bigger.
Yeah, but, like, that's, like, their main thing going for them, like... And Joe Biden, like, our president, he's really smart, right? He's a really smart guy. And he said a 9mm would blow someone's lungs out. So I don't know what these people are talking about with, like, the 45 being better. Because, like, 9mm will blow your lungs out, too, you know?
Yeah. I mean, 1911 is just a classic gun. You know, back-to-back World War champ. Like, that's the pistol they were using.
Uh-huh.
So... You know, it's a classic. That's why I'm buying it. Like, I don't plan on carrying it, because that's going to be a big gun to conceal carry. But...
Yeah, it's also, like, weird and uncomfortable. It's more weird and uncomfortable to conceal carry it, too.
So, but I just want to
have it. It's really heavy, too, because it's, like, the Glock, like, mine's going to be polymer and then everything else metal. Like, the lower is going to be polymer and then everything else is metal. And then, like, 1911s, they're just all metal. And so it's heavier and just like...
Yeah, I don't plan on carrying it. I got mine, but it's not going to be my go-to.
Yeah.
And honestly,
I want to get the... Is going to be your go-to?
For the time being, I want to buy a more practical one. Because that's not a super practical one to conceal carry. It makes more sense for 1911. Okay. But, like, I'll probably get a Glock eventually.
Gotcha. What Glock, though? Like, 19, 17?
I don't know. 14. I haven't thought that far. Because I want to get the Beretta in 1911 first.
So are you just going to try to save up enough money and then, like, make sure you have enough money to do it? Because what? Depending on what 1911 and Beretta you get, that's going to be, like, $1,000.
It'll be... Yeah, it'll probably be less than $2,000 for both.
See, that's still a lot.
Yeah, it'll be, like, I think it's $600 or $700 for the Beretta, and then probably
Are you saving, like, do you have a gun savings right now?
No. Dang. But, I'm not gonna, yeah.
What are you saying?
I have a gun, I have a list of guns I want to buy.
What's on it, like, what's
so, those two, the Beretta and the 1911. But also, there's this really cool gun, I forget what it's called, I think it's called like a Circuit Colt.
Yep.
And it's chambered in .45 Colt, and it's a rifle, but it has a revolver cylinder.
Yep.
And it can shoot .410 and .45 Colt, and I think that is just like a really cool gun.
Is the barrel rifle, do you know?
I think you can get it both, I'm not sure.
Because, like, yeah. But do you think you would use it more for .410 or...
I'd probably use it more for .410 just because the ammo is more available, but I can get a box, like...
I know you could, like, mix it up, you know?
What do you mean?
Like, do half .410 and half Colt.
Yeah. I guess you could. I don't know.
You could, like, put a .410 in, right? Shoot the goose, right? The goose is down, and then finish it off.
And shoot the deer.
Ba-bang. Oh, yeah.
Across the lake.
Yeah, shoot the deer across the lake.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, well, that's kind of, like, concluding our episode. So, Robert, do you have any final thoughts, questions, or concerns before we leave this podcast?
Nope. I just hope the quality of the podcast is good, because we are recording it on a phone.
Yeah, we're recording it on a phone in a moving car, so... I'm not even going to listen to any of it. I'm just going to post it. And if it sucks, then it just
won't get listens. If you're on Apple Podcasts, comment down below how the episode turned out.
Yeah. Or Spotify, too, because I got someone.
How can you comment on Spotify?
I think there's a description. Or no. There's a comment box, like, if you scroll down on an episode, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
But I think it's, like, general comments for the, like, you would comment to Robin Ted's Excellent Adventures, not on the episode.
Oh, okay.
So, also, y'all remember to share it with your friends. We're over 100 listens all full-time now, and we're trying to get to 100 listeners every, in a 60-day, yeah, 100 new listeners in a 60-day span, which is the goal for the year, so y'all make sure to share it with all your friends, even if they wouldn't like it, because a listen is a listen. Yeah, God bless, have a great day.